When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
From the Over the Top Studios in Boulder, Colorado, I'm George Thomas. You're listening to Colorado League Radio. What a great guest we have for you today. Isaac Moore of Evergreen is joining us. Isaac, thanks very much for taking the time to chat.
Yeah, thank you for having me.
So, Isaac, you have got a real pedigree with the Colorado League. You actually started as a freshman, and now you're racing as a senior.
Yes, I am. When I started, I was the only freshman boy on Evergreen's team and one of two freshmen.
What gave you the guts to try out as the only freshman, and then why'd you stick with it?
Well, I mean, so mountain biking, it's always been something that I've loved. You know, I started getting into it when I was in about sixth grade. I had some friends that were into it that were older. They kind of talked me into joining the team. I did a small race on Evergreen Lake, the ice bike race, when I was in seventh grade, and I really enjoyed it. And I was just really looking forward to racing, having a cool fall sport that not many people can say they can do.
No, wait a minute. You did an ice bike race when you were in seventh grade. Was that your first bike race?
It was. It was the last year that they did it. It started on Evergreen Lake, and I think I did two laps, like 2 mile laps or something on the ice. I had to get studded tires. I rode with yak tracks on my feet so I could put my foot down. It was pretty fun.
That sounds really amazing. What was your first mountain bike race?
My first mountain bike race was actually Frisco, my freshman year with the Colorado League.
And do you really get out? Have you made a lot of lasting friends through Colorado League?
I have. Pretty much every race, just during staging itself, I meet somebody new. And I have some really good friends that are from Evergreen, a couple friends from other teams, and coaches, parents, everybody. You know, it's a real tight community, and I really enjoy that about the league.
Where does mountain bike riding kind of rank in your overall purpose in life, you know, as far as your priorities?
Oh, top five for sure.
Really?
Yeah. Mountain biking, it's something that has helped me helped me tremendously through a lot of things. And I think just exercise itself helps a lot. But when I found mountain biking, other people have running or swimming or something. But just a sport, you know, you go clear your head and get fit and have fun at the same time.
I love what you just said, because you've made a lot of friends through this, but it's also a great way to get out, be alone, and just kind of enjoy yourself and clear your mind.
Exactly.
Now, you started when you were in sixth grade. You said you really looked up to the people that were doing the sport, and now you've really become a role model. Have you noticed a change in yourself and as you become a leader?
I have. So my freshman year, as I mentioned, I was the only freshman boy, and it was really cool to be able to hang out with upperclassmen, you know, as a new freshman. And as the years went by, I kind of became more of a leader, and I never really realized it until this year, when I am one of two senior boys and one of three seniors, and I also am Evergreen High School's team captain for the mountain bike team. And as the time went by, having people want to be around me, having people look up to me kind of as time went by, it's really humbling, you know, and I consider myself a humble person, but I even say that humbly. But having coaches, parents, other people come up to me and thanking me for what I say, what I do, for having patience, it really makes me feel good inside, and it makes me feel good knowing that I help others.
I love hearing this, Isaac. I mean, I think of being a freshman and coming in, and here's this person who I'm just really looking up to, and it's amazing how even just a slight, you know, ignoring of me or something like that could really put someone off. But you're really taking responsibility here and seeing yourself as that role model.
Yeah. All my life, I don't think I can think of one person who has been my lifelong role model, but I can think of dozens of other people who have been role models in certain things. And a lot of those people have been in the sport of mountain biking. You know, mountain biking, it's a sport where it's difficult to get good at. It's difficult to learn how to take technical lines and how to be fast, especially with racing. And having people that can give me advice, having people that can show me what to do, it always really helped me. So I like giving that back, you know, kind of in a pay it forward kind of way.
Now, what are your goals for this season?
This season, my goal is to finish in state. My freshman year was the only year I raced state. I did not my sophomore or junior year. I'm doing good so far this year. Finished the three races. I've moved up several spots in each race. So my goal to finish state and go out strong.
And are you looking ahead of high school at all? Just thoughts about the future?
Yeah, I am. I want to go to college. I'm not too sure where. I have a few options, and I know what I want to study. If I can continue racing mountain bikes, I will, but I'm definitely continuing mountain biking in general.
Well, Isaac Moore, I sure appreciate you taking the time to chat with us, and I look forward to many more of these throughout your season.
Yeah, me as well. Thank you for having me.
From the Over the Top Studios in Boulder, Colorado, I'm George Thomas.
Normally, being a little extra can be a bit much, but when it comes to healthcare, it pays to be extra. And United Healthcare makes it easy with Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they supplement your primary plan, helping you manage out-of-pocket costs without the usual requirements and restrictions like deductibles and enrollment periods. So when it comes to covering your medical bills, you can feel good about being a little extra. Visit uh1.com to find the Health Protector Guard plan for you.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house, with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.